following a year of sold-out shows in A-list jazz venues in Japan, China, and Europe, Jahari's Temple Trio returns to musicandminds.org on the Inverness Ridge. Yamaha artist, winner of the Herbie Hancock Institute International Competition, Chicagoan of the Year in Jazz, honoree of Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and many other recognitions.
Oh, a jazz man, absolutely extraordinary. Those fingers on the piano. How are you?
Wow. I'm really well. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be a part of this show. I'm in New York at the moment, and I'll be back in Chicago soon. So I'm in the process of kind of finding my own place in New York and / LA. So I've been in New York for the past couple months now, and we've been traveling so much, touring. So it's been a little bit like hard to find time to find a real, place to settle. But I've been grateful that we get to tour and travel together, me and my mother. We've been able to go all over the world. We're really getting our Chinese visas set and sorted because we're going back to Asia. A month and a half, we're going out. So we're just getting that sorted out. And I'm really honored to be able to travel with her. I have a lot of people I know in New York and a lot of people I know in LA from New York, actually. So I think my plan was to try and connect with a different scene of people in LA specifically. There's a lot of film composers and people in different areas of the entertainment industry. So I figured that it might be smart because I went to school in New York I lived in New York for a while. I went to Manhattan School of Music. And I made a lot of connections in New York. I was able to meet. I mean, New York is actually where I first met Herbie. And lot of people, Herbie Hancock, yeah, he actually went to Manhattan School of Music. He graduated with his like super high award, like actually recently, like I want to say 2 years ago, he got like an even higher, he got his diploma for something. It was like a really doctor's, master's, something crazy. But I remember meeting him in New York and we've been connected ever since. So I think for that reason, like I'm grateful for my time in New York, but LA also has a whole a different sphere of people. So I think I want to try and connect with those people out there too.
You're a young man, but you only put one record out.
Yes. However, the second record is coming out exactly August 29th, and I have single releases for each song on the album being released leading up to the full album. So my next single, as well as a music video, actually comes out this Sunday. And I'll be releasing singles with music videos every couple weeks. So the first two singles are already out, the first song being To Be Alive, the next one called What a Time. Excited for this next project because I've gotten a lot of cool collaborations to be a part of. The composition process I feel for me is just very, very much a reflection of my life at that given moment. So everything that I experience kind of comes out in the music that I write, and it can mean so many things. So I try to just stay in tune with my life and the people I love. And, you know, I think that creates the most beautiful music for me. So I think I always try to, whenever something inspires me, it could be some of the most random things. Sometimes I hear music in my dreams. Sometimes it comes from something I'm going through or something I see, or like maybe I might try some food and I'm like, wait, this reminds me of something. It's really random. Like, well, believe it or not, my mother, she always was an incredible musician. Mother's name is D. Urania Stampley. My grandmother as well. My mother ended up being Grammy nominated, and she was always, you know, she had bands from Chicago that were like top tier musicians in her band. The good thing about them, my parents, they never forced me to do music. They let me find my own path. So once I started doing music, I genuinely had a love for practicing and listening, and it wasn't like I was forced, where I think some people, they feel forced and they have a resentment towards music. They kind of grow up with this like, my parents forced me to take lessons and I hated this. In my case, like I used to go home and practice for like 12 hours, 14 hours. I love practicing. Like, I was like, oh my God, I get to play the piano all day. Like, this is a dream come true. Like, so I think it was, once I started to do it, I was grateful that it wasn't, I didn't have a negative connotation behind music, or I didn't have any stigma behind. So I developed an app, actually. I made a music learning piano app called Piano Chronicles. And I based it on, I created film score for the app, and I even created different characters in the game that were very notable musicians. So they can all use attacks and things to level up and get to the next level. And you can use the piano notes to fight the monsters. So I spent all of COVID making that app, spending about a year and a half developing the code, and like, just, I just love doing stuff like that. Just I play the drums. I started with the drums at age 7. And I was even in marching band. I was the lead drummer in my marching band for high school. So I remember that as well. Still Listening, it was my first album. A lot of the songs on that album came at different points in my life. The last track on that album, I actually recorded it when I was about 16 years old. And I remember the cover. You know, the message of that album, you have the front cover is a younger version of myself, like myself as a boy, like looking out to the mountains. And then the back cover is me now, you know, at that current look where I was back then, you know, much a bit older. And I'm looking ahead and you see my face. And so the whole message is to craft this story of all of these different notable points in my life. And I intentionally wrote each song as a kind of reflective message to myself. And the idea of still listening is to keep in tune with your imagination and yourself and your inner happiness, and cherish your loved ones. Like, just cherish your life and keep listening to those moments that keep you going, that keep you happy and keep you alive. So the whole connection for all the tracks, it's still listening. It's like you're always in tune with yourself and listening to those moments as you live life. It's definitely, yeah, a collaborative effort of all the years I spent writing at different points in my life. And I think even going back to those times, it's really powerful, because you get to almost see your younger self and look ahead and kind of go back to that moment. It feels like I'm talking to my younger self now. It's kind of crazy. Me and my mother, we do have songs where we'll sing together, but it's more like spiritual, kind of like it kind of is more reminiscent of kind of how people in certain, you know, eras of time would gather in church, or, you know, sing together, or gather in the village and would make, you know, chants or sing in that way. It's kind of like that kind of singing, where it's more, it's not like a, I'm not a, like a real, you know, vocalist in that sense, but definitely when it comes to that kind of fellowship, like, I think me and my mother, we have songs that we sing. So it's nice. It's not lyrics, but it's more so, I try to keep my mind active in that sense and seeing what I can create or how I can channel different things in the moment. Yeah, my mother actually plays the saxophone and the bass and key bass, and she will sing as well. And I actually have organ pedals that I play with the piano. There's like MIDI organ pedals where I can channel bass sounds with my feet as I'm playing the piano. So while she's on the saxophone, I'll take the role of the bass. And we usually switch roles where she'll go back to the upright bass during, you know, my solo or my synthesizer solo. And when there's another moment where she's switching to saxophone or synthesizer, then I'll take over the role of the bass and accompany her in that sense. So it's always like this cool kind of communication that we've been able to have in our show. It's actually amazing, because the way in which we craft our shows is so seamless, where there's so many different dynamics and different moments where the switching is so natural, because at any moment I can always go to my bass, even, you know, because it's right beneath my feet. So she has the liberties to kind of, we can trade places pretty quickly. So it's pretty cool. so excited to come back, and we always, always love being there. We've been there a few times before, yes. The first time I went, I was solo. I played by myself. The second time, my mother came. The third time, we had a drummer. And this next time, it'll be a trio as well, with even more new music and a new album. So it'll be my mother on bass, saxophone, keyboards, and myself. And I have a drummer, a new drummer. His name is Ofri Nehemia. He is from Tel Aviv, but he's incredible. We just actually met actually like a month ago, I want to say. And he's been amazing. You know, I know it's hard to get the same people in your band because everybody's playing in so many different spaces, but I was so lucky to want to be able to play with him because I know he's been traveling quite a bit, and you know, it'll be our second show together in Inverness, and that's pretty, you know, he's been one of my favorite drummers for a long, long time. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear. I'm just really happy to be here. I'm really excited to see you in Inverness. Yeah, we're going to have a great time. So, you know, Anna, thank you for having me a part of this. And the next couple weeks, we are playing the day before Inverness on July 10th at the Sun Rose leading up to Inverness. And then we have another show after the Inverness event in Monterey. It's a festival. I believe it's called Future. The Future Is Now Festival in Monterey. We will be afterwards going back to Chicago, preparing for our trip to Asia. After Inverness, we'll go to the Monterey Festival and then back to Chicago and then out to Asia.
I'm so jazzed. I'm so glad you had time to talk to me.
Jaharis Temple Trio is coming back to Inverness on July 12th for two shows, 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. For tickets and details, go to musicandminds.org. This is a production of radioalacarte.com with your host, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, man, thank you for your time. But I'm really, really excited and hope to see you when we're out there. So.
Thank you, Jahari. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.